This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing prices from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, $4.41.5, down 1.5. March corn was $4.54, down 1.5. May corn, $4.62.25, down 1.5. November soybeans were $12.91.25, down 2. January soybeans, $12.89.75, up 0.25. March soybeans, $12.72.75, down 0.5. December wheat was $7.05.75, up 19.75. March wheat, $7.14.5, up 18.5. May wheat, $7.16.5, up 17.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Friday afternoon. Wheat had substantial gains on lower than expected wheat yields in South America. Corn and soybean prices sagged under pressure of the amount of grain crossing elevator scales. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $4.15 to $4.27. Soybean bids were 1 to 2 cents lower at $12.55 to $12.84. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at $4.16 to $4.27. Soybean bids were mixed at $12.66 to $12.78. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 1 to 10 cents lower at $4.07 to $4.23. Soybean bids were 2 to 12 cents lower at $12.63 to $12.93. Wheat bids were 20 cents higher at $6.63 to $6.94. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were mixed at $12.93 to $13.01. Basis was unchanged to up 3 at 2 to 10 over the November. Soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $4.25.10 to $4.45.10, down $2.90, with basis unchanged at 15 to 25 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were down 2 to 7 cents at $4.22 to $4.49, with basis unchanged to down 5 cents at 20 under to 7 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids down 2 to 4 cents at $4.17 to $4.30. Basis was unchanged to down 2 cents at 12 to 25 under the December. Soybeans ended down 3 to 6 cents at $12.85 to $12.94, with basis down 1 to 4 cents at 6 under to 3 over the November. East St. Louis Barge Loading Elevators placed their producer corn bids 2 to 8 cents lower at $4.38 to $4.42. These elevators lowered their soybean prices 1 to 6 cents, with quotations at $13.11 to $13.16. Soft wheat closed 20 cents higher at $7.15 to $7.16. Milo ended the day 1 to 2 cents lower at $4.76 to $4.77. Contract bids for producers for January delivery. Corn in the northern part of the state, $4.23 to $4.41. January delivery for soybeans in the northern part of the state, $12.53 to $12.85. In the central part of the state, corn for January delivery at $4.24 to $4.39. Soybeans at $12.73 to $12.98. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery was $4.21 to $4.52, and soybeans at $12.90 to $13.11. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing prices from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle were $129.87, up 72 cents. December live cattle, $132.02, up 25 cents. February live cattle, $133.87, up 32 cents. October feeder cattle were $166.07, up 22 cents. November feeder cattle, $166.85, down 5 cents. January feeder cattle, $166.60, no change. December lean hogs were $87.95, down 50 cents. February lean hogs, $90.05, down 47 cents. April lean hogs, $89.85, down 40 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday, October 18th's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.42 lower, in the range of $85 to $91.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $88.75. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $3 lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at $52 to $58, the 4 to 5 weights $55 to $60, the 5 to 550 weights, 59 to 62, and 550 and up 61 to 63. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings and ranging in price from 58 to 64. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 9,798. And from the Fairview Special Feeder Cattle Auction for October 17th, I had receipts of 1,125 head. Trade was very active with good demand, especially for the large groups of reputation cattle. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones, three weights were bringing 220 to 242, the four weights 175 to 201, the five weights at 167 to 182, six weights 164 to 181, and seven weights 152.50 to 178.50. Feeder steers, medium and large ones and twos, three weights 196, four weights 161 to 176, and some five weights at 168. Feeder steers, large ones, eight weights 168, nine weights 140, and 1,000 weights at 144. Now moving on to feeder heifers, medium and large ones. Three weights were 162 to 171. Four weights 160 to 165. The five weights 154 to 167.50. Six weights 149 to 158. And feeder heifers, medium and large one and twos. Four weights 150 to 155. And heifers, large ones, nine weights at 115 to 125. Now in the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 129 to 131. Heifers on a live basis traded at 127 to 129. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 275 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $94.30, and that was $1.58 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $196.29, and that was 26 cents higher, with the select carcasses at $179.98, and that was $1.74 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 108,000, and that compared to 117,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 430,000, and that compared to 418,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.39. November corn delivered to Greenfield, $4.40. October corn delivered to Scottville, $4.39. November corn delivered to Scottville, $4.40. October beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.88. November beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville, $12.95. October wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.80. Their pre-opening prices again are corn at Greenfield is $4.39, corn at Scottville is $4.39, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $12.88, and wheat at Scottville is $6.80. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this.
Thank you, Angela. And it is 21 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning from FM 106. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. Color radar shows no precipitation in the Mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Stein Seeds and by the M&M Service Company.
What is farming smart? At M&M Service Company, it means making the right choices for your farm. Managing your farming operation doesn't stop at harvest and begin again at planting time. You need to assess each field's fertility needs as you prepare for the next growing season. M&M Service Company is there to manage the fertility of each field and then help you select the right FS Envision corn and FS High Soy soybeans to increase your yield. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS seed. Call your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company to maximize every acre of your operation.
I'm here at Stein Seed with Myron Stein, and we're talking about field potential and refuge in a bag. Myron, what can you tell me about your Rib Complete hybrids?
Stein offers Genuity Smart Stacks and VT Triple Pro Rib Complete options. They take the hassle out of refuge planting by simplifying to a single bag solution, offering the broadest spectrum of insect protection plus herbicide tolerance. Another choice for growers to maximize a field's true potential.
Visit Stein Seed online, on your mobile, or contact your local Stein Seed dealer.
Contact Regional Sales Manager Gary Niemeyer or your local dealer.
Partly cloudy skies today, high temperatures in the mid-50s, with northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the mid-30s, with areas of frost possible. And for tomorrow, Tuesday, becoming cloudy with a chance of a shower, highs in the mid-50s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, mostly clear. Low temperatures in the low 30s, highs in the mid-50s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is rising, partly cloudy skies, 42 degrees on this Monday morning. And at 6:23, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, by the Monsanto Southern Illinois team, and by the Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield. Once again, we join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch.
According to the U.S. Grains Council, Friday, October 18th was a day that will go down in history. On Friday, the first ever bulk shipment of U.S. sorghum to China berthed and began unloading at the Wangzhe Port Facility. The historical event in the growing U.S.-China agricultural trade relationship was witnessed and celebrated by U.S. Grains Council staff, representatives of buyers and sellers, port officials, and U.S. government representatives. The shipment of 2.36 million bushels is designated for animal feed and demonstrates the continuing modernization of China's feed industry. The USGS director in China, Brian Lomer, says China's sophisticated feed industry has the capacity to explore different feed ingredients and evaluate their effectiveness in a highly competitive environment. He says the council believes U.S. sorghum has significant potential to become a regular feed ingredient in China. Lomar says sorghum imports from the U.S. can help keep food prices low and improve China's overall food security. The USDA will use Farm Service Agency numbers to adjust planted acreage in the November crop production report. Todd Gleason has more.
The Farm Service Agency certifies the number of acres a farmer plants to federally insured crops like corn and soybeans. Those FSA numbers are compiled and then used by USDA NAS to estimate the total number of acres sown to each crop. Usually, the FSA figures are incorporated into the October crop production report, but it was not released because of the government shutdown. The director of the Statistics Division for NAS, Joe Prasaki, says the FSA figures will be used in the November report.
In the November report, we will publish the, any updated acreage or whatever based on FSA data that we normally do in October. And it will be the FSA data, the most recent that we have. That's what we'll use because the FSA data will start getting pulls back next week from FSA. And so we'll take, that latest pull that we get probably on November 4th. And use that in our review as we move into that November report.
It should make the acreage figures in the November report extremely accurate. There was some concern going into the October report that the extended reporting period offered to farmers because of the late planting season would cause the FSA figures to be somewhat incomplete. Prasaki is hopeful the November 4 update will be a flush of very, very good data. USDA NAS will release the November crop production report Friday, the 8th. I'm Todd Gleason.
In honor of National Pork Month, we drew winners for $10 pork certificates provided by the Illinois Pork Producers Association. Our winners are Leandra Schaaf, Diane Miller, Sandy Martinsik, Brittany Marshall, Janine Shear, Virginia Klump, Terry Brinkman, Rebecca Mahochko, Tammy Senko, and Brandy Barker. Congratulations to all our winners. If you have not already done so, you may come to the station and pick up your coupons. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.